Hi, welcome to Vlog 6. I'm Morgan McCullum. This is me documenting my time at the Commonwealth during my Alexa Rose residency. I'm out here again on a Tuesday night. Life keeps getting in the way of Monday night recordings, but that's okay. We will manage. I almost skipped tonight because I was thinking, you know, it's Christmas time, it's holiday time, everything is so busy and packed, and I've been busy and packed. So I considered skipping tonight, but I again wanted to make sure that I didn't, because I have a tendency to drop the ball, I guess. Once I get comfortable in a project, a lot of times I kind of step back. That's that ADD thing. You know, once the project actually starts and once things get moving, once I get about 80%, it's the dopamine's gone. So I'm here. It's Tuesday night, December 17th. So I have a doctor's thing tomorrow. So I remember that tomorrow is the 18th. So this week, not a lot that I did art-wise, I guess. I did interview Jody. It starts with an E. It's Jody over at Searle's Place. I interviewed him and talked with him about kind of what Searle's does and kind of their role in the community, a little bit about the artists that they bring in, a little snippet about Searle and who she was. And I learned a lot about that place. I've known about it as an organization that hosts things, but I didn't realize that they were so small. There's only 3 employees and then, you know, the board members and all that, but there's only it's a very small team there. I see on the calendar over here that Searle's Place is going to host one of the artists here, Baco, Baco Valencia. I hope I said that right. He's got a show on Friday over at Searle's Place, and that's pretty cool. It looks like, according to this, it's Friday and Saturday, it looks like, but I don't know if it'll be any more than that or just this weekend, but that will be cool. So that's coming up. Pay attention to Searle's Place, pay attention to their website, their Facebook page, or watch for their events. I think it was this week. It's also doing these on Tuesday. It's also weird because like last week is this week. So there was an artist talk from Benny Maris, who I had talked about last week. He had the show opening here in the gallery space. They had him talk about his work and about himself. And it was really interesting. It was really good to see a little bit more. I mean, that's what I like. that's what I like doing, is seeing a little bit behind the art. And he gave us a peek behind his thought process. And his show is still up here through this month. I'm not sure if it goes into January, but it's at least up for the rest of this month. If you haven't been here to check that out, it's worth looking at. I was just talking with a person at work about Benny's art and how interesting it is to see the compositions that he comes up with. And they had a slideshow playing while he was talking, and some of the images, like, you can't even tell that there's a hand in it anymore. It just becomes such a part of the landscape and or whatever it is that he's looking at that time. And it really, I like his work. And I really encourage anybody interested to come and check it out. So Searle's Place had me over because their artist in residency had just left. They are, I believe, picking back up in January for that. So that'll be interesting to see too. I expect that I might end up skipping next week. I'm gonna be busy. I'm gonna be recovering. So should be good, but I might not make the social media appearance next week. But we'll see. That said, this is going to be a lot of sitting around for me and working on, next week is going to be a lot of sitting around for me and working on starting to see what I can, starting to see the threads of my narrative. I've got a decent number of interviews on a hard drive right now, so I need to start looking through them and see where I need to go next. I still have a few people on my list that are high priority to talk to. I need to get in touch with them, but with the black hole of Christmas and New Year and everything else, I think that I'm probably done with interviews for the rest of this month, and then I'll pick back up in January. And hopefully, before I start my next round of interviews, I'll have a bit more of an idea of directed questions. So as always, there's a lot of work around, there's a lot of artists doing things around, and it's really hard to keep track of. One thing that came up during my conversation with Jody, and as a person who has tried to, or had the idea of creating like a one-stop spot for people to come and find out about art and what's going on and things, one thing that I've always wanted to create is a calendar of art events. I've always felt like if there was a place where people could go to see, one place where they know that they can go and find out about the events that are happening, it's a lot better. Is with social media, we're all in our little bubbles. And if you don't follow Searle's Place on Instagram or Facebook, you might not see that they have an event coming up. With the wealth of websites and stuff out there, you know, we might not think to go to the site and check it out. And one of the things that Jody mentioned to me was that it's onerous for these organizations, groups, whatever it is, to tell people, not people, to tell people like me that things are going on. It's because, you know, I'm one person, and I'm thinking about, well, how hard is it to tell one person? But they've got to tell, you know, if they were to go this route, they'd need to tell me, they'd need to tell the other, or the real news people, like the actual news organizations that are around. They'd have to tell all these different people, and it becomes almost overwhelming at that point. And I understand that. I've, as one person, I'm always gonna miss something if I'm trying to compile a list of events on my own. There's always going to be stuff, you know, in my blind spot or just out of sight for me. I I don't know a good answer to it, especially not as one person. There's so many events that pop up, and so many events that pop up with short notice, that it's very hard to know everything that's going on. And again, if I want to be the person posting these events and stuff, then I need to be super connected. I need to know everything that's going on everywhere. And that's pretty much impossible. I've got my blind spots. So I don't know what the answer is. I would love to have artists and arts organizations tell me what's going on and what they're doing and what's upcoming, so that I could share it and have maybe just one spot for people to go to find out what's happening. That's one of my big goals was with Boise Art Scene and the website and everything, is to try and have that sort of thing. And it's never quite worked out for me. And no matter how many times I've asked places to send me information, it always seems to fall flat, or that never seems to happen. And again, talking to Jody, I understand why a bit more. So with them being a team of three people, it's not that much different from me being me. It's onerous for one person, one small organization, any of it, to really spread that word and share it out there. Okay, sorry about that. My memory card got full, and so I had to clean it off a little bit. But if there's any ideas that any of you out there have to let me know how that you think might help for creating a calendar or creating a spot where people can go, let me know. I would love to hear it. It's an idea that, I mean, I wanted to start Boise Art Scene in 2019 when I was in my senior year at Boise State. And it's been one of the thoughts that I've had for it for the whole time. But, you know, here I am, 5 years into thinking about the project and 4 years into actually doing the project, and I still don't have a calendar. And it's because I don't want to be unfair, is the best way I can think to put it. So I don't want my biases and my knowledge of the groups around to influence, you know, to seem like that's all that's happening. So I appreciate anybody who reaches out through my website, boiseartscene.com. You can use the contact me page. You can tell me about your event. You can reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. Those get filtered a lot harder than my email does. So the easiest way to get in touch with me is through my email. I'm not always good about replying in a timely manner, but I would love to hear any feedback that you've got. And, you know, let me know what you think, because I think it's really important to enable growth in the community that we have something like that. Because without knowledge of who's around and what's going on, it's you don't know. One of the things that Jody mentioned in our interview that I hadn't really thought of before is that we need more collectors. Boise has a very good art scene. You know, it is very active. It is vibrant. There's a lot going on here. And part of the reason why people don't sustain in their practice, or why they might give up on art or do it to a much lesser extent, is, I mean, money. It comes down to money. Not all the time, of course, but you know, people need to live. They need to buy groceries. They need to buy paint supply or art supplies. So there's a lot of people around here who appreciate art, and there are much fewer who actually collect art and enable artists to survive here. And I think that's an interesting problem. And it's another one I don't know a good solution to. I think people just, you know, need to appreciate what's around, what we have. That sounded forceful. But I think in order to have a vibrant, thriving community, that is part of it. And that's part of what I want to discover here, is what puzzle pieces are needed to form that creative economy. You know, part of it might be that, you know, the collectors might not know all of the artists around here, or might not immediately understand. That's a weird way to say that. The collectors around here might not know the local artists, you know, or they might not know to appreciate the local artists. They might be looking for a bigger name from a different place, but that's another one that I don't know what the exact problem is or what to do about it. I mean, most artists that I know who sell their work, it's often online. It's not often local sales. There are, you know, of course, Art in the Park and things like that where you can get your sales, but I think the day-to-day bread and butter, sustain yourself, for most of the people that I've spoken with, it tends to be online. And I'd like to see that change, but you know, there's so many factors that go into it all. So I don't know. I feel like this entry has been pretty good. I feel a bit lost and rambly. I didn't have a super clear direction coming in here tonight about what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to set up my shot in a certain spot, but it didn't work out for me for what I needed. So I'm up here, upstairs again, slightly different spot, just changing things up a little as I go. But I will leave it here for tonight. And if I don't see you next week, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, everything that's coming up. but I do intend to be here after Christmas, I think. I should be in a good enough spot at that point where I can concentrate on making a little vlog entry here. So thank you for watching. This is vlog 6, and I'll see you next time.